This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar, and with me in my studio is Jody Vazaska, Vice President of Communication with Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy March.
Happy March to you, too.
March 1st. Can't believe it.
Yes.
Is it officially spring?
See, I cannot make up my mind if this is spring or just still winter
or just a
phase that'll pass soon.
Let's hope it's spring.
Yes.
I hope it's spring. So we are extremely busy at Walton Arts Center these days. We have a really great busy weekend coming up. We have the final weekend of Theater Squared's Tigers Be Still performance. That's been running for 4 weeks, so there's no more excuses if you haven't seen it. It runs all weekend. It is a wonderful play, very well done, very professional, it's a dark comedy, so it has some really funny moments, but it also has some really real, emotional, interesting issues that the characters are dealing with. So
you plan to go this week?
So. I think I will go and see it again.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's worth seeing again. I saw it the opening weekend, and hopefully lots of people will, you know, decide to come out and see it this weekend. So that runs through Sunday the 4th. But before we finish with Theater Squared at Walton Arts Center on Friday, we will have Tia Fuller, a jazz saxophonist, playing in the Starlight Jazz Club. Mm-hmm. That's a Friday evening performance. There are two performances, actually, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. She is a young, amazing saxophonist who has played with Beyoncé. And so she was interviewed by Robert Ginsberg the other day, and
yes.
She was talking about what she learned from performing with such an amazing performer. So you'll probably see some of those elements of high theatricality and really a lot of energy in engaging the audience with Tia on Friday. So that's Friday evening in Starlight Jazz Club. On Saturday, we will have a visit from Seth Rudetsky, who is the Broadway Sirius XM radio host. He's coming to introduce our new season to our subscribers.
Okay.
So if you're one of those wonderful folks out there who has purchased the 6-show Broadway package, which means you bought tickets to all of our Broadway shows, you should have gotten an invitation in the mail or in your email to come see Seth. It's a free performance. It's an invitation to our subscribers to come get a taste of what next season is going to look like.
What about people who haven't subscribed but are interested?
If you're interested, you can also sign up. We want as many people to see the season as possible.
Okay.
But we will have our goal of the event is to preview the season, but it's also to get our subscribers the chance to renew. Mm-hmm. And if you are really excited about it and you're interested in purchasing a subscription, we will take care of you and we'll get you taken care of.
Right.
But that's a 4:30 performance on Saturday. It's free. There's no cost, but we do ask that you reserve tickets. You can do that on our website, waltonartscenter.org, or call the box office. And then Seth will actually also be performing another show at 8 p.m.
Really?
That evening in the Starlight Jazz Club or in the Starlight Club. Seth's normal show that he performs is called Seth's Big Fat Broadway Show. And he basically, when he comes and does this, he will customize that for the 4:30 performance so that he will preview our season. But then at the 8 o'clock show, it's what he normally does. So he's very funny, very fast paced, and he basically knows everything about Broadway. So he will dissect all these little backstage things that are going on with Broadway. He's very funny. He plays clips. He takes a musical passage from an iconic song and breaks it down into how the singer did it. It's going to be quite fun. That's Saturday evening at 8 o'clock in Starlight Jazz Club. Then one day off, Sunday, and then we'll have a university music concert on the 5th and 6th of March. On Wednesday, the university, I think it's the Distinguished Lecture Series, is bringing Elie Wiesel to Walton Arts Center. And I just learned how the tickets are going to work for that. There are no advance tickets for it, but the doors open at 6.
Okay.
And tickets will be distributed at the door. Then on the 8th, which is Thursday, we will have In the Heights, the Broadway musical written and created by the same creative team that brought us Bring It On a couple weeks ago. That's Thursday and Friday, the 8th and 9th. The Thursday show is at 7 p.m. The Friday show is at 8 p.m. And then Saturday, we will have the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas and the Fayetteville Jazz Collective playing their fourth concert of the season. That's at 7:30 p.m. There's a 6:45 creative conversation hosted by Kyle, who will be talking to Paul Haas, the music director. That's free and open to anybody who has a ticket to the show. This is going to be a really innovative performance where the symphony and the jazz collective are on stage together and they're weaving their music together. Pretty excited to hear what Paul Haas does with this, because this kind of experience is what he really loves to do.
That's always a surprise.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Always surprises with Paul, that's for sure. Skipping ahead a couple days, we have the Peking Acrobats here on Wednesday the 14th. That's a 7 p.m. performance. Those of you who remember a more snowy and icy winter last year will remember that Peking Acrobats were scheduled to perform here last year in February, I believe, and their show was snowed out. So we're very glad that they are coming back.
I have something to add to that. They have the world record for the highest human chair stack.
No kidding.
They really do.
I didn't know that. That's fantastic. I don't know, like, I'm not sure how the actual show is going to play out, but the images and the publicity materials we have for them show that. I mean, they are 4, 5, 6 people tall just without chairs. So that's March 15th, and then, that was March 14th. And then March 15th, we will have the next show in our 10x10 art series. It's the SF Jazz Collective from San Francisco, and they will be playing and interpreting and playing tribute to the music of Stevie Wonder, which so excited for that. That's a 7 p.m. performance on a Thursday. There will be a 6 p.m. creative conversation prior to it. We will have members of the band there as part of the conversation. This collective that exists in San Francisco, they basically all shut their own bands down for a month or 2 months and go out on tour and pay tribute to a great musician. And then we just wanted to let people know that there's a couple new shows that have gone on sale. Glenn Campbell and his Goodbye Tour, the first performance we booked of that, sold out within probably 2 weeks, or it's almost sold out right now. So we've been lucky enough to be able to get a second performance, which is wonderful because it means another 1,000 people can come see him. That performance will be on the 28th of April, and the tickets for that have actually gone on sale this morning.
Okay.
So if you missed getting seats for Glenn Campbell, you can visit with us today. Also, if you bought tickets to Glenn Campbell and you may want to switch to the Thursday night to the Saturday night show, you're welcome to do that. Box office will help you with that.
Okay.
And then we also, the Washington Regional Gala, their annual Eagle Awards Gala, will be happening on April 10th. They've announced that the artist is Foreigner, and that will go on sale to the public tomorrow morning. That's Friday at 9 a.m. So we also anticipate those going pretty quickly. So if you want to get tickets to that, you should check out our website, which is waltonartcenter.org, or you can visit, or you can call us at 443-5600, or you can stop by the box office and say hello to the ticketing reps, who would love to talk to you.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Jody Beznoska is the Vice President of Communication at Walton Arts Center.